WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, champions, welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. Your daily dose of no excuses mental toughness delivered straight to your ears. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you conquer your inner critic and unleash the badass potential inside you. Now, today we're diving into a topic that might surprise some of you, self-compassion. Yeah, you heard me right. We often talk about pushing ourselves hard, grinding through discomfort, and becoming mentally unbreakable. But sometimes, even Spartans need a little kindness, right? Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up for every little mistake? You know that feeling when you trip and your first thought is, "I'm so clumsy," or "What an idiot." Well, that inner critic can seriously sabotage your mental well-being. It erodes your confidence, fuels anxiety, and makes it harder to bounce back from setbacks. So, how do we combat this negativity monster? Self-compassion. It's not about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. We all have them, champions. No one is immune to feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or just plain down sometimes. The first step toward self-compassion is recognizing these struggles without judgment. Instead of saying, "I'm so bad at this," try acknowledging your experience. "This is really challenging right now, and that's okay." 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend struggling with something similar. What would you say to them? Probably something encouraging, understanding, and supportive, right? Now, extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to a friend in need. 3. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts creep in, pause for a moment and observe them without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, your breath, and the thoughts themselves. This simple act of awareness can help create space between you and those critical voices. Think of it like mental weightlifting, training your mind to stay calm and focused even during tough moments. 4. Remember, you're not alone. We're all in this together. Everyone experiences challenges, setbacks, and feelings of inadequacy at some point. Knowing that you're not alone can be incredibly comforting. Connect with others who understand what you're going through, a friend, family member, or even an online community. Sharing your struggles can help lighten the load and remind you that you're not defined by your imperfections. 5. Celebrate your progress. Big or small, acknowledge your achievements. Did you stick to your workout routine even though you felt tired? Did you have a tough conversation but handled it with grace? Give yourself credit for those wins. Celebrating your progress, no matter how seemingly insignificant, reinforces self-compassion and builds your confidence. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've spent weeks researching, crafting your slides, and practicing your delivery. But as the day arrives, butterflies start fluttering in your stomach. Doubt creeps in. What if I forget what to say? What if people think I'm not qualified? That inner critic is going full throttle. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you remember the power of self-compassion. You acknowledge that feeling nervous is completely normal. It shows you care about doing a good job. You remind yourself of your preparation and expertise. And you approach the presentation with kindness towards yourself, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, it's a learning opportunity. See, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about treating yourself with understanding and support throughout the journey. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, celebrating your wins, and showing up for yourself with kindness, even when things get tough. So, my Spartan warriors, remember this. You are capable, strong, and worthy of love and compassion, especially from yourself. Practice self-compassion daily and watch as it transforms your mindset, boosts your resilience, and unlocks your true potential. Now go out there and conquer the world with kindness. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of self-love. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay motivated, and most importantly, be kind to yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.